Juneau area management biologist Kevin Monagle announced the advance notice Monday evening, a full day ahead of any potential opening. Monagle said Monday's decision was prompted by an aerial survey earlier in the day.
We saw a decent volume of fish near shore, pretty tight on the beach, on the eastern shoreline of the Glass Peninsula. There was also a 50-yard section of active spawn, not very intense, but given the spawn and the moderate biomass on the beach, it was pretty much an easy decision to make, especially after last year.
Timing is key in the herring sacro fisheries. Last year, the spawning happened quickly, and the department opened the fishery the day after they saw some fish on the beach. During that season, the fleet had already been fishing another opening in nearby Hobart Bay, so they didn't have far to travel.
This year, that's not the case. We've got people in Ketchikan and people in Petersburg, and they've got some ground to cover.
So the department wanted to give more advanced warning this year to give fishermen enough time to make it out to the grounds. The quota is set at 835 tons in Seymour this year, which is bigger than last year's catch, but there could be a lot less participation than usual because of market concerns. Monagle says he knows of two processors planning to buy Seymour fish this year. The value in the fishery comes from the herring roe, which is mainly sold as a delicacy in Japan, and it normally takes many months to a year after the season before fishermen know the final price they'll get paid. However, the tsunami and earthquake that devastated Japan and other factors like leftover inventory from last year have generated more uncertainty over this year's herring roe markets. About 60 permit holders fished Seymour last year, but Monagle thinks fewer than half that number will fish this year.
Basically, you know, at least I don't know. Nobody's really saying exactly what they may or may be getting paid. So that makes it difficult. Obviously, it's not going to be a very high price, whatever is agreed upon. I think that's a known. And so that's going to have a lot of permit holders making decisions to do other things if they have other options. So I'm at this point, I'm thinking that we'll have maybe 20, 25 permit holders on the grounds is what I think we'll have.
Last year's initial price for Seymour Canal herring was over $642 a ton on average. According to Fish and Game records, that made last year's fishery worth over $450,000. Price data was not available from this year's recent sacro harvests at Sitka Sound and Beam Canal. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.